work she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of work to do.
I know.
There's more to this than just taxing services.
Mm-hmm.
See, taxes in Utah are allocated to a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this tax is allocated to education. This tax is allocated to roads. This tax is allocated to legislature. And when they allocate the taxes like that, they can't just take money from one area
mm-hmm.
when they need it in another. You know, kind of like the way the federal government stole Social Security.
Yeah,
and,
like
and,
that.
And so what they're mm-hmm. saying is, if we can't come up with a way mm-hmm. to better manipulate our revenues, to use them where we see fit rather than where they're allocated to,
mm-hmm.
well, then our only other option is to increase taxes on services.
Right.
So either choice is evil.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want taxes on services, and we don't want to give them permission to take revenues from one area where they're allocated and use them someplace else.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we've got a huge problem in that we don't ever reduce the size of the government we're paying for and the things that they're paying for, the things that they're allocating payment for. We don't reduce any of it. We keep that growing. Well, they of course they're going to complain that we're not, you know, a foot in the bill. Oh, you're not footing the bill very much. What else can we tax? How about the air you breathe and the cab of your car as you're driving somewhere to give a service? Oh, that sounds great. I mean, it's kind of, you know, anything they can do now. And like she said, when you're already taxed on the gas that you put in your car to drive, you're taxed on everything. You know, they had to come up with this, too, because they're running out of avenues instead of reducing the programs we pay for. Instead of reducing all of that, they won't.
Well, it's going to hurt a lot of things. If they were to be able to tax services, not only will your bill be higher
uh-huh.
when you use a service, but you'll use less. So those people mm-hmm. who provide those services are going to get less business.
Yeah.
I mean, it affects so much. It's just not simple.
It's trickle-down taxes.
Yeah.
It is. It's insane. I'm glad that Krista and her group are trying to bring awareness to it and at least get people to think logically about this. And thank goodness for that.
Mm-hmm. Jeez Louise.
I really appreciate her. So I wanted to talk about recycling because we've talked about this so much on the show. I'll bet you were in utter shock when you saw this article.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it surprised the heck out of me.
So recycling costs skyrocket in Washington County after contractor falls on hard times. We didn't see that one coming at all.
I think we did, actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did.
I think we said that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
They have actually never done recycling since this whole thing started. It never even got off the ground. Everything you've been putting in those blue cans has gone to the dump.
Is that the ugly truth?
Yeah. What bothers me is now the contractor has said, look, due to unforeseen circumstances, like I'm not making a profit recycling,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to fulfill this contract anymore.
Yeah.
Instead of just ending the entire program, refunding everybody their money that
right,
they paid
that
into
would be,
this program.
Yeah, that would be the best thing to do.
What they're looking at is trying to find another way to mm-hmm. do recycling without having to increase fees.
Ah, so they already have everybody on board by roping them into this and making them do this.
Mm-hmm.
And now they just want to try to keep the fees where they are. But there's
that
kinda,
might not be possible.
Oh, I got it. So that's the forewarning.
Yeah. So when they find somebody to replace Rocky Mountain Recyclables, they might charge twice as much as what you're paying on Blue Canada.
We didn't want to have to, but we're going to have to. Because that's the only, the other person couldn't make a profit. They have to make a profit. Have to.
So I think this was predicted also last year when we talked about this.
Yeah, we did actually. I think you talked about the fact, I actually remember you forecasting that this would only go up and it would only go up because of the problems because we had the fire and then we and I remember you saying a fire that was convenient and so there was like all kinds of all kinds of reasons as to why they were going to have to increase the price. Never cancel the program. We actually brought this up before they ever did it, and that was, or in the midst of them doing it, because they'd already decided before they actually told the public. But they actually do not make a profit at this, and it really doesn't have that much effect. So that's why we always had these bins where you could do it yourself if you really wanted to.
Yep.
But it doesn't, after all the research that's come down, it, well, like Dan Pena says, it's a fart in the wind.
Yep.
It doesn't even do anything. It doesn't do anything. So we're gonna still be roped into this because they figure there's probably a little bit of a cash cow. Ask yourself this: where's the money going right now?
Well, it's not going to recycling.
Where's it going?
That's for sure.
Did you get a check back when you got your utilities?
I didn't pay in. See, I was one of the people that said no.
Yeah.
There's still two cities, though, that were all in cities. You couldn't opt out.
Mm-hmm.
Ivins is one of them.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is they're not saying one of the options is to just do away with the recycling idea altogether.
Yeah. They're not even entertaining
that. No.
Why is that?
No. Because they want to find a way to keep that revenue coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. They've already got everybody on the hook.
Yeah.
You remember we had Mayor Pike in. And I think I was pretty shocked when I asked him, well, if you have to opt out and then you can't opt out after that, so you're only given a specific amount of time, if you don't notice this on your bill and you don't know they're doing this, then you're roped into it. And I said, so instead of opting in, like having everybody sign a paper saying, hey, do you want this? And then everybody signs it and sends it back and says, yes, it was an opt-out program. And I said to him, so they're kind of hoping nobody notices. And he agreed.
Yeah.
That's usually how opt-out programs work, is that, yeah, you're kind of banking on the fact that people won't notice it. I was in, you should have seen our face. It was like, okay, you just said that on the air. Oh, all righty then.
He also stopped coming on the show not long after that.
That's so true. No, that is very true, because that's how opt-out programs work.
Yeah. Don't ever ask a if you want a politician to talk to you, never ask him a tough question.
Well, I mean, his answer was extremely honest, and that's why, you know, when you present, they knew by presenting an opt-out program that people were not going to notice, and it was a couple of bucks, and people weren't going to notice that every month. That does matter. It does matter, and it does matter how you do a program. And there's an ethical way to do a program. And that is, if everybody has to opt in, that means they're very aware of what they're paying for and wanting to. They're wanting that service. And so I was really perplexed when he came on the air and said that. Yeah, we're kind of hoping people don't notice. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, that's how the program works. Wow, that's...
Well, you know, that utility bill that comes...
Come on,
and I don't have,
that's huge.
I don't have electricity through the city, but... But my trash, water, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 3 years, that's gone up $20 a month.
Yeah, it's gone up. It's gone up a lot.
$20 a month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's huge. Our utilities are huge. Washington City's the worst. And so you're right. They're not even entertaining the idea of canceling
no.
it. And even based on the evidence that we even brought up on that show, and we could actually do that again if they need to hear it again. But based on the evidence, if they look at all the recycle programs, they really don't do much. There's not a lot of impact. There isn't a lot of anything that anyone gains from that, except a contractor that gets the contract that makes a profit doing it. That's the person who gets some cash. For some reason, in this case, that wasn't the deal. But you're right about the forewarning. And, you know, we see this often. And that's why I think pointing this out is a good service for people. Because I think that when you see the forewarning, gee, we sure hope we don't have to tax you or raise revenues on you or fine you or do all of these things. That usually means they're about to do it. So just as a forewarning, because their hands are tied, literally tied behind their back. They can't do anything about it. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. It's a lie. But
I wonder if there would be anything criminal about the people of St. George doing a little march with their blue cans and then leaving them at City Hall.
Do you remember the scene in The Help with the toilets and everybody put a toilet on the lawn of that gal? You know, it'd be very interesting to see something like that, the blue cans. And I think just the sheer fact of the kind of program they put in to manipulate this, when people could have chosen very easily to do this on their own, just like they had been doing, they could have just been fine with that. And herein lies the problem. And here we are, all these problems later. Because we saw it. Yeah, you said it was coming. And yep. You were right. Yep. You were right. I'll give you that one. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Is that song now okay with political correctness? Get
it's
back,
okay.
Honky Cat?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Maybe we need to run it by the political correctness police. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, and make sure you get over to Auto Body Central. I brought my car in today because I had a broken handle, and I said, hey, can you guys fix this? I mean, I know you're an auto body shop, but hey, you know, and they're so fantastic. They'll like look at anything. They're just awesome that way. They just do the best auto body. They're the best fix it guys on the planet. ABC Auto Body Central. If you get in an accident, you can choose them as your provider, your insurance provider, and get your car done there. They'll get it done fast. They're honest. And really and truly, if you're looking for a new paint job or you want to get that car ready to sell or, you know, get some dings out or something's been bothering you on your car. Maybe you hit something with your bumper. Maybe. Uncle Melty. And just teasing. And you have a little bumper gash. Maybe you want to get that fixed. So I encourage you to go to Auto Body Central, ABC. They're out in Washington in the industrial park out there. And they are fantastic. And tell them we sent you because they really do anything. And they'll do it cheaper and they'll also do it quicker. So plus they're honest and I like that. Anyway. We were just talking. By the way, let me give the phone number, 817-0949, 817-0949. They can fix anything cosmetic. St. George Body Shop, St. George Body Shop. So we were just to give you just on the heels of talking about this incredibly unethical recycling program that they have. If you think that you're just doing this amazing thing by recycling, you have to get out of that argument as far as the merits of the planet to look at some of the, let's just say this whole last year, we have had those that were actually touting this from the rooftops as this is our due for the planet. You have to do this. Now, they are even the ones going, here's some of the articles. What happens now that China doesn't take U.S. recycling? The dirty truth is your recycling goes to the landfill anyway. Why are the world's recycling systems stopped working? Is what we're recycling actually getting recycled? The answer is no. Recycling isn't about the planet. It's about profit. That was from Slate. These were the guys that were telling you to do this for the last 30 years. Aluminum cans are piling up in landfills because nobody wants them. Recycling's in trouble and it might be your fault. Recycling breaks down. U.S. struggles to keep plastic from the dump.
Yep.
So they have been here in this area. They've been sending this to the dump because why? Nobody
will buy it.
Nobody will buy it. And now they want to entertain another company coming in just so they can keep your fee there? Are you kidding? This is a dying business. It's dying. That's why he couldn't make a profit. He couldn't sell it. So where did it go? This whole time? Landfill?
Yeah. Yeah. And
like
our,
it has everywhere else?
And yeah. Our local government officials want that money mm-hmm. so badly that they're willing to keep a non-functioning system in place.
It makes you really wonder what they've been doing with the money.
Well, yeah, where did it go?
Yeah.
No, I know where it went. They had a contract, and they had to keep paying the recycling company
according
to the contract.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, who actually owned the recycling company?
Yeah.
Because they got paid for, and there was no recycling going on.
Jeez Louise. Well, there's that. I know. Not a fun topic. Neither one of these. Ugh.
Can't happen.
Yuck.
Here.
Okay, so here's something. A silver mining town during the 1870s. Silver Reef is inviting everybody to attend Saturday to their living history event. That's kind of cool. It's a ghost town, Silver Reef,
yeah.
1 mile west of Leeds. And they have an outdoor portion from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Includes two Wild West shootouts, free to, and open to the public. That's kind of fun.
That sounds fun.
You know, I like to see stuff like that. I mean, I like the kids, get them out of the screens and get them to something like this. I think this is great. On Saturday at 10 a.m. out there, Silver Reef Museum. That's cool. We used to go to Calico Ghost Town, and that's where the Knott's Berry Farm guy settled that ghost town out there and redid it, refurbed it, and it's still there today. And I was going there as a kid. That's where we used to go shoot guns.
Yep.
Yeah. I love it. It's where I grew up shooting. And so I like to see events like that. And if you have anything like that that you'd like to talk about on the air, by all means, let me know. And I will, because I really like... I like the kinds of events we have around here. There's a lot that I like here. And so there's a reason that I live here. There's a reason that I like it. I just don't like the shenanigans. And that's what we're always trying to point out, too. And I feel like sometimes that's all we're talking about ever. And that's not really planned. It's just that there's a boatload of shenanigans going on. And what do you do if you don't expose them? You've got to expose what's happening here.